Blog Talk Radio.
Live Your Dream is live at this very moment. Thank you all for tuning in and actually checking out our live broadcast today, where we have Christy DeLong with me. Christy, want to say hello to everybody?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, she will be co-hosting and also sharing what is the latest with her as well. And then we have Talisha White out of Atlanta, Georgia, will be also on our show today, chatting with us, letting us know the latest with her, what's going on. I'm so excited. I had the opportunity to meet her about 2 weekends ago at Models Heaven event about, you know, helping the families during the Christmas holidays. And she did a wonderful job. She was a part of entertainment. So I'm going to let her tell us all about that once we get her on as well. So, Christy, what's going on with you?
Oh, we are just keeping busy between the holidays and the company. Life Camera Action Talent is growing fast. We're excited that we've added a lot of new talent. We've got some exciting things going on. Made some wonderful contacts in the industry. So we are ending 2015 on a great note, and we expect to be huge in 2016. So we are very excited.
I know you are going to be huge because I see the drive in you. I see the passion. And that's what it's all about, the determination to make things happen. I'm glad that we connected. I'm glad that we are, you know, basically, you know, in one and doing a lot of things. We got the same mindset, the same drive, and want to see people succeed and be successful.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So what's the anything new going to be happening close in range? Anything that you want to share with the listeners?
We have a couple fashion shows coming up. We have one, just a couple small ones to begin the year with, and then we made a good contact with New York Fashion Week.
Ooh.
So, yes, a lot of our talent will be submitting for New York Fashion Week. So if anyone is interested in walking or being submitted to walk in New York Fashion Week, they can get a hold of you and you can send them on to me, and we'll work to get them submitted and see if we can get some local talent walking in New York Fashion Week.
Yeah, so Christy, I want to be front and center. I want to be there. I want to be in the mix.
Me too. We want to cheer. If we have anybody go, we want to cheer them on. So
That's right. And then that's an arena to build connections as well. Yesterday on was Orlando Gordon and Quan Boyd out of New York. They did a fashion shoot during the week, New York Fashion Week last year, and that's something that I'm going to talk with them also about. Doing it. They utilize my magazines. We were like a sponsor to them, and we, you know, had the information and the pictures and all that great stuff in the magazine. But I want to work a little closer with them as well. I had one model that actually went, Teresa Plummer, who did a fantastic job representing M&T Production. So I'm so excited about that. So with that being said, I know Fashion Week can be during the midst of the year. But I do know in February, one of the models from Texas, Sakara, she will be in a fashion show in New York as well, where it's New York Fashion Week. So I'm excited about that. And I want to say it's with Lace, so I'm going to give you that information as well, Christy, so you could actually look into that as well. And
great.
Her management team, and you know, which is her grandmom, and which is a delight. She is providing me with information. And I told him, I said, if that's the chance for me to meet the whole family and then meet some other, I have like 6 or 7 more models out of New York as well, that'll be a great time to meet everybody as well as also.
Great. Well, now is the time for Fashion Weeks to be coming up. New York Fashion Week is in February. Then there's also D.C. Fashion Week coming up, Florida Fashion Week. So lots of big Fashion Weeks coming up right now. So we want to definitely work to get our talent that are, you know, our big models interested in modeling, you know, out into those Fashion Weeks to get them seen and get them, you know, get their name out there.
That's right. That's what it's all about, connecting and networking and
yes.
collaborating and making sure that things are happening. I was sharing with the listeners on yesterday that I actually was in my office space. Today we are pretty much in my home today. So that's the greatness of being able to make decisions and do things.
That's right.
The first show in the office yesterday was such a delight. We also had a up-and-coming film director. His name is Walter Bird. It's Bird, I, production, which he's going to do big, big, big things. He also have a book coming out as well. So I'm just so happy to just be connected with everybody in all means, ways, and you know that are possible. Also, what's going on with me? Also, Cindy. I mean, oh, well, we'll call you Cindy. Christy. Oh, my God.
You're fine. You're fine. Maybe we're going to have a Cindy listening today that's going to join us.
I know. Christy. Every time I give someone a name, that's her name. So I got to keep my mind like, okay, her name is Christy. And then everybody else say, I know her name is Christy, but we're going to call her Cindy. Because
there you go.
Cindy. So I met with a guy. His name is Myron Grace. Have you heard of him before?
I have not.
He presented something to me about 3 months ago about promoting me and my company because I'm always promoting others. And I was like, okay, let me just take a look at it. And so on Sunday, he contacted me again. So we chatted on Monday, and I'm telling you, he went off like in every which way he said he was going to do where – my business is something that you want to consider also is I'm going to have commercials on his radio show as well. Like I'm doing with my, you know, actually team and what we're doing now. And that's where we want to grow and get to because he's
great
for a longer period of time. Not only that, he's doing things like a branding video, which he's putting on YouTube. He's also putting in this magazine, this Hollywood magazine, actually where my logo and stuff is already in there. Everything he does, he sends back to show what he's done. And I'm talking about amazement here. He has the commercial ready for me now to listen to, but I told him I would get to it a little later on. So I'm excited about that because it's right. I'm branding a lot of people, and I'm working with my team, our social media outlet that within my organization. But to get somebody of a bigger scope and scale, that's a great thing.
Right, exactly. And that's the amazing thing about networking is because you can find those people and reach out to them and build. That's kind of what we've been doing at Lights, Camera, Action is, you know, just networking with the bigger people into the industry and making those connections. So that's great for you, too, to, you know, make those connections so that you can build in the process.
Right, exactly. And I'm so excited because one of the things that he has going on is he's going to let me back up a little bit. Now, the celebrities that he's connected with, the three interviews that I saw he's done basically, and I'm going to have a live interview with him actually on this Saturday on the 26th. So I'll give you all the information, everyone who's listening as well, if y'all can tune in and listen to the broadcast at that time. And he's from Halle Berry to Lisa Ray, I mean, Maya, I mean, anyone that you can think of, he's actually sat down and interviewed them, whether there was live within his, station, area, location, or over the phone. But I'm excited. So that's great news. And I want to
exactly. That's amazing. Yes.
Grow even bigger. So we have Talisha White on today. As I stated, we great opportunity that was in Atlanta, Georgia, where I met a lot of great people connecting and talking about what they wanted to do. My heart is driven, circling around people who want it. And a lot of times I see, Christy, that people, they say they want it, but then they don't really act on it. So
exactly.
I think come along the way too, huh?
Yes, I find that a lot too. They want it, but then they don't want to be dedicated to it. And
right.
It's, you know, modeling, if you're going to get into the serious aspect of modeling or acting, it takes a commitment. You know, those actors and actresses that you see on TV did not come by it overnight. You know, it was years of hard work being dedicated and committed to, you know, to get where they're at. So I see that a lot on my side from the talent side of it as well.
Yes. And, you know, I often say, I think of, for one, Model Heaven, Actress Heaven, Orlando, and these are just two up the top who have actually came a part of my my network and basically giving them structure on everything that they need to do. And there are many others, but these are two that top on the top surface here. And they followed it to the T. Anything. I told them about the social media part of it, how it's so important to be able to connect with people because in this industry, it's good for us all to win in all of it. Not only they win, but or either I win or you win. We want everybody to win.
Right. And that's the thing about this industry is it is big enough for everyone. There's not, oh, this town is, you know, you can have too many in this town or there's too much here. That's the beauty of this industry is that there can be so many people in one area and it's fine because this industry is big enough for everyone.
Exactly. And it's not even for someone to hate on you or you are you for you to even feel that way because I came across some people in the last 6 months who have shown me they don't have my best interest. And, I would never talk bad about them or show them any type of different, you know, amount them. But I'm a person, I keep it real. If I have a problem,
right.
issue, I'm going to tell you this is why I don't want to deal with you. And that is that, you know. So I'm just, I don't put a lot of stuff on Facebook and stuff like that because I consider that negative. But the whole thing of it is that there will be people that just don't have your best interest, and you just have to see it from
walk away. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I also was told that, and this is something that God has given me too, that everyone, the basic we encounter, that time is the time for we going to have something together, but sometimes they're not ready, or either the other person may not be ready, but it's going to be a full circle one day or not, you know, one day coming. So I look at it that way, but when I see people just do me kind of shady kind of way, I'm kind of
right.
like, I'm sure this is the person that's supposed to be in my line of path. So later on, maybe God will open those doors for me to see it in a different light. But there's a couple of people I've seen already that I know that, you know, Godspeed, I pray them the best. You know, I wish them the best, but I'm a positive person. I want positive people around me. I want
exactly.
all of them. I'm all about trying to be a millionaire by myself. I want everyone to be a millionaire along with me, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where I'm coming from.
So teamwork. That's what we say. Teamwork. Work together as a team, and you'll go so much farther.
Exactly, exactly. So we're going to go ahead and pull, Talicia is actually with us. We're going to go ahead and get her on with us so she can share with her greatness and all she's doing. So I know that everybody who is listening in, I know the pictures and stuff that we have submitted, we've got some information asking about who she is. So, of course, a lot of times on Facebook, I want people to understand, a lot of times it's not where you can click on their picture, on their page to befriend them, because a lot of times it could show that you're friending somebody that you don't know. So I think I just hope down the road Facebook changed that and let people network how they want to network. If they want to network, if the person don't say, oh, I don't know that person, then, you know, let it be. But I know these days, honey, you click on somebody, a friend to befriend them, and they could go the opposite direction. You could get locked out of your account, I was told.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe down the road. So, Talicia, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to see, hear and see everything you're doing. I know my visit is going to be back in Atlanta coming soon, but I definitely wanted to, because I know me and you kind of touched bases on some of the things that you were doing, but share with the listeners, introduce yourself and tell what's going on with you.
Well, my name is Talicia White. I'm Miss Georgia World 2015. I am also a published author, and I am a philanthropist. I started the nonprofit organization Models for a Cure, which produces fashion shows to raise money for cancer research, awareness, and treatment. And we are working on our first major fashion show, which will be Atlanta Style Week, which will take place in July 2016.
Woo! Sounds awesome.
Very exciting.
Yeah, so, Talicia, we have Christy. She's my co-host today with me. She's also where we affiliated with our company. She, and I'm sorry, Christy, if you want to share it and let Talicia know what you're doing as well.
Yes. Hi, it's nice to meet you. Congratulations on your Miss Georgia World 2015 title and everything else. It sounds like you have an exciting year coming up as well. I'm with Lights, Camera, Action Talent Agency out of Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, wonderful. They have a pretty prominent fashion week there in March.
There is a big fashion. Yeah, they have a couple big things go around. So we've got some good things on the fashion side of it, and then they have some things at film here. So we have some great things on the acting side of it as well. So.
Yes. Yes, and I know that Atlanta and Charleston is not too far from each other. So
yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah, I want to say, excuse me, you all. I've been sick for about 5 days, and Felicia, I'm not blaming it on Atlanta, but when I left there, everybody claimed that I got that bug from Atlanta, but I'm not blaming it on Atlanta. Trust me. So excuse me, everybody. So what's happening, Felicia? So with the Fashion Week that is happening, you said Style Week. Give us a little bit more in details. How many are you looking for? Vendors? Are you looking for models? What's going on?
Well, this Atlanta Style Week is very special because, of course, we're raising money for cancer research, awareness, and treatment. But on top of that, the week will end with an attempt to break two Guinness World Records. The first world record is for the longest fashion show on Earth, which is currently held by Cotton, the brand, at 24 hours. So first, we'll be trying to break that. And secondly, we are trying to break the most people modeling on a catwalk, which is currently set at 3,641 models. So we need a lot of models to break that one.
Wow. That sounds awesome.
Amazing, yes.
Yes, 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 yes. And as I say, collaborating with me and Christy is another person, too. We could, you know, definitely, you know, look into this with you and help you out with everyone. I'm speaking for you, Christy, but you know.
No, you go, yeah, you're fine, right? Go ahead. Okay. So for your fashion show, are you looking for ages? Is there a variety of ages that you're looking for, children and adults, men and women? Or how are you planning on the age bracket?
Yes, children and adults, men and women, are all able to participate. Children must be at least 3 years old, and they must be able to walk the runway on themselves, by themselves.
Okay.
Wow.
Great.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm sure we will connect with you on that because I have lots of models that I'm positive will be interested.
Definitely. Definitely. And a lot of times, being that Atlanta is basically a big, big market for fashion and designers and everything, that's going to make it even more exciting to be a part of. So, Felicia, I know the day that I met you, you did as far as entertainment. Share with the listeners, what did you do at Models Heaven event?
I did baton twirling.
Yay!
I twirled one and two batons. I didn't get to do a lot of tricks because the ceiling was really low, and I was afraid I was going to break a light. But it still was a great show.
So where did you actually, you started that when you were younger? How young were you when you started?
I actually wasn't young at all. I started when I was in 10th grade in high school. I was in the marching band, and I was on the flag team, and we went to this school way out in the middle of nowhere, and I watched their field show, and I was like, what are those girls doing? And my coach was like, they're baton twirlers. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I want to do that. So I told her I was going to become a baton twirler, and I did. And so I ended up being my school's first feature twirler, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yes.
Yeah. And Christy, she didn't drop it at all, honey. She was on point, smiling, and just moving. I'm like, oh, my God, this is exciting. I mean, I was just moved by her talent. So that's not only what you do. So share us the other things that you do. I know, are you still currently in school now, or are you out of school?
Yes, I am still in school. I attend Georgia Southern University in Statesboro, Georgia. I go back in September 7th, not December, January 7th. and I'm majoring in English.
In English?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, wonderful. Well, so do you dance for, or do you do this for your school? This is where did you get like a scholarship with it, or it was just separately?
No, I wish. There's not a lot of schools that give scholarship to the baton twirlers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, no, but I actually just got invited to be a baton twirler for the Atlanta Hawks. So that's really cool. So I am on the baton twirling team for the Atlanta Hawks. And so hopefully very soon they will officially announce us. So right now it's kind of under hush-hush, but now y'all
know. Oh, so you're trying to say the radio show ain't going to reach by 10 people. It had reached millions already, so everybody's going to know about this. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but that's cool. And so, Chrissy, we can't say a word. We got to keep it to ourselves. But that is amazing because my daughter, she actually got a dance scholarship and went to school where it paid, you know, for a scholarship. So that's something that you can change, and that's something if you wanted to, because that is a true talent and it's a true gift to have and be able to do all that. And I know a long time ago when I was younger, and you know that was actually one of the part of the you know band, but it stopped like in a phase. But to see that that's back and it is up close and where we can actually you know, see it again, I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yes, it's definitely coming back in kind of phases, but it's definitely coming back. And actually, a contestant at the Miss Georgia America pageant, she did baton twirling as her talent.
Oh, she did? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that is awesome. Awesome. So, be that you are here on the show with us on today, and I know that so far I've heard you talk about Style Week, about your gift, your talented gift. Anything else you want to share with the listeners and everybody? I know as far as raising money for cancer awareness and help with that, that's awesome because that's you know, that's something that we all need. It runs so heavily in a lot of families, and it's so true how You one day you can be well, and the next day you go in, and they say, "Well, you've been, you know, diagnosed with something such as the big C." So I, you know, definitely commend you for being an advocate and also following through on, you know, having that a part of your foundation. So that's awesome. So anything else you want to share with the listeners of what you're doing outside of what we've mentioned already?
Yes, actually, I published a children's book. It's titled The Incredibly True Adventures of Auburn, and it's based on a real little girl battling a very rare form of cancer. She is only 1 in 14 to have this cancer, and the book basically tells, you know, even though this little girl has cancer, she can still do great things, because often when kids get diagnosed with life-threatening illnesses, they give up hope. They think that they can't become that doctor anymore or that cheerleader or even make it to their high school prom. And what this book is about is saying, hey, even though you have cancer or any other life-threatening illness, you can still do whatever you set your mind to. This isn't the end of the road for you. It's just the beginning.
Yes. And we don't know why it happens and how it happens. And a lot of people lose faith at that time when, you know, when any encounter of any sickness come about, any issues, any dealing with any, you know, life journeys that, you know, you may not have never experienced before. And we lose faith, but I know that God is the head of everything. And for whatever reason, we have to give, you know, honor and glory to him and just believe and trust that everybody's going to win and benefit from it in a positive way, you know. So I'm definitely there with you. Now, I was looking through some comments on yesterday, and I was trying to get back to it. And one of your fans, and I don't recall her name, but just what she said about you was very touching, how she said that you've been doing a lot of big things at your age and what, you know, as far as accomplishing the things that you're doing. And imagine what it's going to look like. And I'm adding this part in. You know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, just such amazement here for even where I would love for all the teenagers to listen to this, actually, if they haven't tuned in today, you know, and I'm going to promote this through our pages and share this with my M&T production, the younger ones too, all the things you're doing and the things you want to do, that is just, to me, just amazing, and I just want to say thank you for being you, and I know that God has got your path already lined up, and you're doing exactly what you know what's giving, and the passion is there. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. So, those are some great encouraging words.
Yeah, you're welcome there. So share us with us about winning Miss Georgia, when you won that. How did that come about?
Well, so the Miss World America pageant is relatively new. However, the international pageant, Miss World, just took place on Saturday, December 19th. Usually they just select a representative from America, but this year was the first time in like 20 years that they actually held a pageant. So that was really cool that I was part of that inaugural comeback.
Wow. And that's amazing. So Chrissy, I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at the pictures that was connected with her crown and everything. So you hold it for the title for the whole year, just like a regular pageant. The next year they're going to give it to someone else? Give it to someone else, but someone else will be able to win as well?
Yes.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah. So, Chrissy, you have anything you would like to say more to her? Our time is about to run out shortly. And then also I had Chrissy on earlier, too, speaking about all the things she's doing with Light, Camera, and Action. Did I say that right? Because I want to say Camera, Action, Light, but it's Light, Camera, Action, right? Chrissy? I think Chrissy probably may have dropped the line, but that's okay. She'll call back in. But I want to say to you, Talisha, all the stuff that you're doing on the web and everything, do you have a website currently up also?
Yes. My personal website to keep up with everything I do is TalishaWhite.com. So that's T-A-L-I-S-H-A, White.com. And to keep up with Atlanta Style Week, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/AtlantaStyleWeek. And our website will launch on the New Year's, which is AtlantaStyleWeek.com.
Awesome. So now, and that's one of the things we always want listeners to know, how to reach and find, who's on our show. Definitely let them know exactly how to reach, because my thing is promoting, any and everyone that comes on our show, we want them to be able to connect outside of what we're talking about, as well. They a lot of times when we're talking, someone may, could not listen in at that time or didn't hear it for whatever reason. So we definitely want, you to send your information so I can actually share it on this broadcast as well, like far as putting it into the footage. There. So, also, Talisha, we have Chrissy back on with us.
Yes. I think I lost you guys a while ago, but I was just going to say congrats for all your success and everything you're doing, Talisha, and I'm glad to have met you. I'll definitely stay in touch.
Thank you. Yeah. It was nice meeting you, too.
Exactly. So, Talisha, you want to give any shout-outs? But before you do that, tell us about your parents. What are their parts in all of this as well? I know they're excited for you as their daughter. And do you have any siblings?
Well, it's really, right now, it's just me and my mom and my godmother. And I'm the only child, but I do have a godbrother. We grew up together, so I'm like an only child and a half because we did grow up together. So he's maybe not my blood brother, but he's my brother. So my mom and my auntie are my biggest supporters. They're always there for me. Initially, my mother didn't want me to compete in beauty pageants. She was like, it's too much money, it's too much work, yada, yada, yada. She was so against it, and I was like, that's fine. When I went to college, I packed my prom dress, and she was like, why are you packing your prom dress? I was like, because I'm going to compete in the beauty pageant. And so I saved my money, I wore my prom dress, and I competed in my first beauty pageant in college.
Wow.
So after that, she's been all about it. She's definitely a pageant mom. She definitely is checking my hair and my makeup and my dress before I walk on stage, giving me pointers.
Yeah.
And just encouraging me in everything I do. So I'm very grateful for my mother.
Yes. And you're right, because when I started doing a lot of things that I wanted to do, came from the small little town, and my family and my mom, you know, they, not that they didn't love me, it's just that I didn't have that support that I needed, you know, because I still went out. I remember going to an agency, talking with them. It was too expensive, so that right there was shut down. But always knew that I wanted to do the things I wanted to do, and I always wanted to be a part of the fashion industry. So I remember one time I was selected as the head model of the show, and my mom came. And so being that I was a head, they had me dressed totally different than everybody else, which is considered high fashion. And my mom came and was like, what do you have on? And why is this? So then she ended up finding that I was the star of the show. So she was like, oh, okay. So it's really, in time, and I know she died before she was able to see me in this element, really. But I do know in heaven, and she already know my heart and my passion where it was. And everything. So sometimes it took a little time for your family to catch on, because they're looking out from their angle and they're looking for your best interest from their angle. But, you know, determined and driven, and your beautiful, beautiful features, beautiful personality inside out. I love it, love it. I love that about you. And I just want to say thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to be have you on our show. But before we go, I want you, if you want to give a shout out to anybody, you're welcome to do so at this time.
I want to give a shout out to all my pageant sisters from Stars Pageant,
yes,
and from Miss Ward America. And shout out to my mom. She's the greatest. And Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. So, Chrissy, anybody you want to give a shout out to on today?
I'm just going to say thanks to all my supporters, from friends, family, to the talent that's joined. We've ended this year on a really good note. We just opened, you know, a few months ago, so it was a short thing for this year. But I look forward to working with everybody in 2016, and I can't wait to see where my talent goes, because I know we're going to have some that are going to go far in this industry. So
awesome.
Thank you guys for having me on, and I look forward to working with you guys more in the new year as well.
Awesome, awesome. So, Chrissy, earlier, and before, I guess we got disconnected earlier. I always in my mind, if I ever go to McDonald's and I get the bagel, you know how it's this cream that goes on there. So instead of saying cream cheese, I always say, what is sour cream? And they're like, no, it's cream cheese. So earlier, I was like, camera, lights, and I said, you know what? Let me make sure. So then you didn't hear that, but you're going to hear it in the segment. So
that's all right.
Action, huh?
That's fine. You're great.
So share it with the listeners. How can they locate you on Facebook as well, and also on your website?
Yes, they can find us on Facebook at Life Camera Action Talent. We're also on Twitter and Instagram, and they can visit us at our website at www.lightcameraactiontalent.com.
Wonderful. So, again, I want to give a shout-out to Myron Grace, who's been working with me in the last 2 days, has showed me, just as I do for others, and how he's on it. Shout-out to him and his team, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen. They're actually going to promote me for 3 months, so I'm going to like, no, don't let me go. Let me still be there. So the team that were actually do the promoting for me within my organization, they're getting a lot of leeway from Myron and his team, and even with the radio show, because this is how big we want to be one day, and we want to be able to do a lot of things that he's doing. So I'm excited that God has put him in my path. So shout out to him and his team, Myron Grace. So everyone, Talisha, thanks so much. If you don't have anything else you want to say, we're going to close out. You have anything else you want to say? Are you good?
No, I don't think so. Just make sure you like Atlanta Style Week on Facebook.
Yes. Yes, and anything you want to share with me, and I can share, just go ahead and tag me in it, or either share it with my page, and we'll share it as well, because we want to get the word out there about what's going on, and then we'll set up something a little later talking as far as getting it lined up, however you would want me into the mix, whether it's media, you want to utilize some of my models, however you want to do it, we would definitely want to be there for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Well, ladies, we're going to go ahead and close out. And if I don't get to talk to y'all before the first, well, Christmas and the first of the year, Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.
Thanks. Same to you all.
Same
thank
to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Welcome. And don't be a stranger, Talisha. Anytime you want some airtime, just let us know.
Okay, I will.
Okay, then. Have a great one. Bye-bye, y'all.
You too. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.